नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ मुक्यान्तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकतामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजाताहं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं ठं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पदान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते कोपेशा गोपिका खंडा राधा खंड नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव श्री गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे हरि राम 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 हरि हरि नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपरिष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भस्तक्यदेशधारिणे I am truly grateful, honored, and very happy to have this opportunity to be with all of you on this holy day of Ram Navami, the appearance of Lord Sri Ramchandra. Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he established deities of Sitaram, Lakshman, and Hanuman at his very beloved temple in Sri Radharas Bihari in Mumbai. He established deities of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman in Washington, D.C., the capital of America. And similarly, these deities of Lord Ramchandra with his associates have been established in the capital of India, New Delhi, and in the capital of England, in London, at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. Lord Sri Ram has such a sacred and important place in the lives of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The original biography that was written on the life of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was composed by Murari Gupta, one of the very intimate associates of the Lord from the Lord's childhood. Murari Gupta was a devotee of Lord Ram. And even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a way to glorify Murari Gupta. And this particular pastime is so important that it's in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. The glories of Murari Gupta were spoken by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked him to worship Krishna. But Murari Gupta came back the next day and said, "I tried, but I've already given my heart to Lord Ramchandra. And my heart has no power to go anywhere else. Perhaps I should end my life because I cannot fulfill your wish." And Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great happiness, he said, "I was simply testing the chastity of your faith and love in Lord Ram." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Blessed is the servant who never gives up the service of his master or her master. And blessed is that master who, if the servant does have difficulty, the master drags him back by the hair." Lord Chaitanya said to Murari Gupta, "You are Hanuman." And during the Mahaprakash, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the house of Srivas was fulfilling the innermost desires of all of his devotees and revealing the eternal forms of the Lord that they worshipped, he called Murari Gupta and manifested himself as Lord Ramchandra, along with Sita and Lakshman. And at that time, Murari Gupta noticed that he had a tail. Lord Chaitanya had revealed his own eternal form of Hanuman. And Srila Prabhupada explains in a particular lecture he gave on the appearance day of Lord Ram that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna, has appeared in many incarnations. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Krishna tells in Gita, "Again and again I come to attract the conditioned souls by his pastimes, to cleanse the world of evil and ignorance, and to protect the pious and reestablish the principles of Dharma." And Srila Prabhupada explains, according to Shastra, that the various incarnations of the Lord are like waves in a river or in an ocean. There are countless. And of all these incarnations, the ultimate source who manifests the fullest opulences is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained, Rama and Krishna are identical. They are the same person. The difference is simply that Krishna reveals his full opulence. And as Ram, he reveals, manifests, and shares partial of those opulences. The most of all other incarnations. And Srila Prabhupada told that some people are inclined, some devotees are inclined toward Krishna, some devotees like Murari Gupta are naturally inclined to the worship of Lord Sri Ram. Today on Ram Navami, we have an opportunity to be together, to speak and to hear a few words of the treasure of the pastimes and the lessons that Lord Ramchandra taught to us. The Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, appeared as Dasaratha Sutta, Ramchandra, Ayodhyapati, in the role of a human being, especially to teach by his example the ideal that human beings in various roles in life should strive for. He was a perfect son to his parents, a perfect father, a perfect husband, a perfect king, a perfect brother. On the banks of the Sarayu River is the kingdom of Ayodhya. For many generations, the emperors of the Koshal dynasty resided there. Ramchandra, as a descendant of Raghava, appeared in that place. The king, Dasarath, had three queens, Kaikeyi, Kausalya, and Sumitra. They had no son. Dasarath, according to the tradition at the time, felt a great obligation to those who have come before him that a son was required to carry on the kingdom after him and carry on the principles of Dharma within that kingdom. Dasarath Maharaj performed a great yajna or sacrifice. This was at the time of Treta Yuga, where the Yuga Dharma was the performance of these yajnas or sacrifices of perfect chanting of mantras, perfect offering of pure articles like ghee and rice and kusha grass. And at the culmination, an incredible effulgent personality came out of the sacred fire during the oblation. And he gave a golden pot filled with nectar to Dasarath Maharaj. He shared it with Kausalya, Kaikeyi, and Sumitra, his three queens, and all three became pregnant. After some time, on this day, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, Ramchandra, took birth. And soon after, from Kaikeyi, Bharata took birth. And from Sumitra, Lakshmana, and Satrughna. They became the heart and soul of all the citizens of Ayodhya. The four brothers, the love that they had for each other, the exemplary character that they lived by, was all attractive to everyone's hearts. They played together. They learned from their teachers together. At a certain time, when Ramchandra was just growing into his teenage years, Vishwamitra Muni came from the forest because there was a great emergency at the time. Vishwamitra and the other sages, they were being harassed, abused by powerful rakshasas, tyrants, exploitative evil persons who had tremendous powers beyond human. Vishwamitra requested Dasarath to give his son Ram to come to the forest with him. This was worse than death for Dasarath, because Dasarath did not see his son as the supreme, all-powerful God. Lord Ram would not allow him to do that because it would interfere with his parental feelings of love. Although he knew it, his heart would not allow him to accept it. He's just a boy. He's hardly come out of school. How will he fight against these demoniac forces in the jungle? This cannot be. Dasarath said, I'll come with my massive armies, but let Ram be at home. But when Vishwamitra said that actually these demons that were attacking were the associates of Ravana, Dasarath understood that nobody could conquer them. But Vishwamitra promised, I will make sure your son is victorious. The nature of the Ramayana, originally written by Valmiki Muni, is so very instructive, because again and again, it shows how by the will of the Lord, setbacks, calamities, unbelievable, almost helpless circumstances of oppression open the doors to wonderful opportunities if we turn to God. Yes, these demoniac forces were attacking the sages and causing them so much suffering and so many innocent people. And Dasarath and Kausalya, how they had to suffer when Ram left for the forest. But during that excursion, Vishwamitra Muni brought Ram to the kingdom of Mithila. And there, Ram won the hand of Sita. What appeared to be a great obstacle, what appeared to be very painful, transformed into the happiest moment for everyone in Ayodhya. There was a beautiful marriage of Ram and Sita. in Mithila. She was the daughter of the king Janaka. And when she returned to Ayodhya, she became the heart and soul of everyone. The prince and the princess, Ram and Sita. The supreme truth and the Hladini Shakti, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, have now reunited as Sitaram. And everyone lived so happily together in Ayodhya. At a particular time when Bharat was away at his mother's father and brother's kingdom, it was advised to Dasarath Maharaj by Vasishtha Muni, the guru of the dynasty, that Lord Ram should be coronated as soon as possible as the prince regent, or the future king, the crown prince. When the arrangements were made, all of you know the story. Somehow or other, the demigods, they prayed and performed yajnas for the Lord to appear to free the world from the wrath of Ravana. Somehow or other, they influenced the maidservant of Kaikeyi Mantara to think in a very distorted and selfish way. She was thinking, if Kaikeyi becomes the queen and Bharat becomes king, what will be my position? Somehow or other, Mantara, who is like Maya herself, influenced the very pious, devoted, loving Queen Kaikeyi to feel suspicion against Ram. In a private place, the night before the coronation of Ram, Kaikeyi was alone with Dasarath and said, "Do you remember you gave me two promises at a time when you were in great need and I served you and saved your life? At that time I said that in the future I will ask for these two boons." Dasarath said, "Yes, of course. Anytime you ask, I will give you." Kaikeyi, that soft-hearted, loving devotee of Ram, who loved Ram just like her own son, somehow or other, by this bad association of Mantara, she turned against Ram. Her heart became hard. She said, "These are the two wishes. You give your word, you give your promise?" Dasarath said, "Yes, of course. Let my son, Bharat, be coronated as the crown prince and be the future king of Ayodhya." And she was fearful that even if Bharat was made the king, Ram may retaliate. So she asked for the second benediction, that Ram be exiled to the forest to live as an ascetic for 14 years. Dasarath Dasarath was mortified. He could not even believe what he has heard. Kaikeyi, you know that Ram loves you equally to his own mother, Kausalya. He's only been kind to you, gracious to you, respectful to you. Ram and Bharat are the best, most intimate brothers and friends. Why do you want to do this? With a very cold heart, she said, you have given your promise. A Kshatriya, a noble king, will never ever break his word. He begged, he pleaded. He ultimately fell unconscious. And the next morning when Ram came for his blessings for the coronation, Dasarath could not even tell him what happened. It was Kaikeyi who exclaimed to Ram what had happened. At that time, even Dasarath begged Ram, let my promise be broken, but you stay. Don't go. But Ram loved his father, and he loved the principles of Dharma so deeply that he understood that his father gave his word, and he would not be the cause of his father betraying the truth. To protect the honor of his father and the legacy of that honor, Ramchandra, he said, I will happily go to the forest. Meanwhile, Kausalya, she was so eagerly preparing for the coronation. It was so happy. It was the early morning. Ramchandra came to her. He didn't come on a chariot. He came by foot. When he told Kausalya that he was going to the forest, it broke her heart. In every way, she tried to convince Ram to remain. She couldn't bear the thought of her beloved Ram, who had never seen hardships in his life. 14 years living in the jungle, on the hard ground, surrounded by dangerous animals and venomous snakes. What would he eat? Every mother is very worried about what her child will eat. When you're living in the jungles, there's just raw roots. And sometimes fruits. In every way, she tried to convince Ram. With tears, she implored him, stay. But when she saw that Lord Ram, so committed to Dharma, so committed in love to protect the word of his father, as an example for the world for all time to come, and for his own transcendental reasons as well. Kausalya saw she could not change his mind. So from her pathetic state of weeping and imminent separation, she forced herself to appear to be very strong. And she said, yes, Ram, you must go. And she gave him encouragement and instructions so that he would feel the security of her love and her approval. When Ram told Sita, she begged to come with him. possible, Sita. I cannot subject you to these austerities. But Sita, from the core of her heart, she prayed that with you, Lord Ram, the jungle will be more glorious and pleasing than Ayodhya. But without you, Ayodhya will be like living in a ferocious, deserted forest. At the time of our marriage, my father, he vowed I would be with you through good times and hard times. You are protecting the Dharma of your father, I must protect mine. The Dharma of my father, I'm coming with you. Ram replied, Sita, come. And as they were leaving, Lakshman appeared. Lakshmana was always at Ram's side. From the time of their earliest childhood, Shatrughna was Bharat's constant companion and Lakshmana was Ram's constant companion. And in this way, the four brothers had the deepest love and respect for each other. Ram appealed to Lakshmana that in my absence, you are required to take care of our father Dasarath and my mother. But Lakshman, he could not be separated from Ram. And Ram happily invited him to join. Before leaving, they took off their royal garments, and Lord Ram and Lakshman put on the bark of trees. And one of the most heartbreaking scenes that has ever been witnessed in the history of this world was when Kaikeyi handed to Sita a dress made out of coarse tree bark. Sita had no idea how to put tree bark on as her clothes. Kaikeyi showed her. At that time, Vasishtha Muni and all the others were weeping and crying and cursing Kaikeyi. How can you be so cruel to put Sita in tree bark and banish her to the forest? What has she done to you? How a pure heart can be so forgetful, distracted, and corrupted is very much exemplified in this story due to association. Ram, Lakshman, and Sita, as they were walking to the forest, actually, Dasarath, he couldn't even speak to his children. Lord Ram, Lakshman, and Sita, they boarded the chariot of Sumantra, who was one of the chief ministers of Dasarath and the most notable charioteer. They boarded that chariot to go to the forest. But as the chariot was moving out of Ayodhya, practically the entire population of Ayodhya followed behind. The Brahmins, soldiers, husband, wives, children, and they were all crying begging Ram, please stay. And if you go, we're coming with you. That was their love. Interestingly, every citizen of Ayodhya we find here, they're willing to give up all their comforts, all their material pleasures and luxuries, because nothing was more valuable to them than their relationship with God. This is a universal principle. In Gita, Krishna tells, Ye yatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham, that he reciprocates according to how we surrender, how we seek shelter, how we prioritize our relationship with the Lord. When we consider our relationship with God to be paramount, as the eternal goal of life, param gati, as the most important of anything, then Krishna awakens our love for him and awakens our ability to experience Krishna's love. Yes, they were willing to do anything to be with Ram. But Ram's destiny was to be in the forest with Sita and Lakshman. He implored them to return home, but they would not. He told Sumantra, speed up the chariot, for they cannot follow. But when they did, they all started running. And the elderly Brahmins, they were struggling so much trying to run after the chariot. Ram could not be on a higher level than they were. He told Sumantra, stop. And he got off the chariot and walked. They ultimately came to the Ganga, the river Ganges. And it was there that actually, even before there, they stopped in the forest because Lord Ramchandra saw everyone was so tired. They were running after the chariot throughout the entire day. So Ram took rest, and by the power of his yoga nidra, all of the citizens Ayodhya, they all fell asleep. In the middle of the night, Ramchandra woke up. He woke up Sita and Lakshman and Sumantra and told Sumantra, very quietly, let us go now when everyone is sleeping. Otherwise, they'll never let us go. They'll come with me wherever I go. They boarded the chariot and Sumantra very expertly, he drove the chariot. And he went to streams of water where it was shallow and drove the chariot there, because then there would be no prints from the wheels of the chariot on the ground. He didn't go on the main pathways. He went in zigzag ways so nobody could possibly trace him out. And in this way, he drove his chariot throughout the day. Meanwhile, in the morning, when the birds started singing, the residents of Ayodhya, they woke up and Ram was gone. They looked everywhere. They began following the chariot wheels' imprints in the earth and the crumpled grass that it caused. But at certain points, it ended. There was no trace of what direction they possibly could have gone. And in that state, the citizens of Ayodhya, weeping tears of separation, they returned home. So Mantra drove throughout the day, and when they came to the bank of the Ganga, just across was the residence of the king of the forest. It was the area where the Nishadas dynasty was living. The king, his name is Guha. He understood who Ram was, his beloved Lord. He came. He had a vast kingdom in the forest, and everybody loved him and followed him. But Guha, such an example he was. He saw that whatever he was only doing it as a caretaker of the Supreme Lord. And now Ram, the Lord, has come. Guha Maharaj offered the entire kingdom to Ram. When it was explained to him the nature of the exile, Guha said, "For the next 14 years, live here. We will take care of you. Myself and every one of the citizens will be here to make you happy." But Ram told him, "No, I must go to a secluded place in the forest. That is the promise that has been given." Guha Maharaj had the most excellent feast prepared for Ram, Sita, and Lakshman. Ram said, "I will only take some water. You could feed this fine food to Sumantra's horses." And all the good food was given to the horses. They offered Ram to stay in a beautiful palatial place in the forest, but Ram said, "No, I will stay under this tree." And Guha and Lakshman arranged a bed made of leaves for Ram and Sita to sleep. Lakshman, close by, he sat with his bow and his arrow to guard Ram and Sita. Maharaj Guha, he said, "You take rest. Myself and all of my armies will protect Sita and Ram." Lakshman, he said, "As long as Ram is in the forest, I will not sleep. I will be always there at his beck and call." Throughout the night, Lakshmana and Guha Maharaj spoke together, glorifying Lord Ram, glorifying Sita, and sharing their profound love and surrender. When the morning came, on Lord Ram's direction, Guha Maharaj arranged a simple rowboat to carry Sitaram Lakshman across the Ganges. It was at that time Ram told Sumantra, you should return to Ayodhya. Sumantra is truly one of the great heroes of the Ramayana. His devotion. He was weeping, crying, praying to Ram, let me go with you. I cannot return to Ayodhya without you. I've given my heart, I've given you my life. My only joy in life will be to serve you. And what to speak of my own heart? If the chariot that took you out of Ayodhya comes back to Ayodhya without you, seeing that the citizens will suffer intolerable separation from you. They will be hopeless, helpless. It's better if the chariot never returns. I will be with you, and in 14 years on this chariot with these horses, I will bring you back to Ayodhya. Sri Ram, he expressed his will that you must return. And give this message to my mother and father that Sita is very happy in the forest. And myself and Lakshman, we are so happy in this forest, even happier than being in Ayodhya. Everything is fine. Give him that confidence. But you must return. Sumantra, ultimately, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mame Kam Sharanam Braja. He surrendered to what pleased the Lord. The ecstasy of the pain of the heart of surrendering to the Lord in separation is an experience that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates taught us. It's a highest experience of God's love. Sumantra returned to Ayodhya. First, he spent a day with Maharaj Guha. They had each other, and that was something very deep and very special. Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha, they just spoke about and sung about the glories of Ram together throughout the day. And the next day, Sumantra returned. He went to the palace of King Dasarath. Kausalya was there. Sumitri, the mother of Lakshmana, and they inquired, please tell us everything. Sumantra dutifully repeated the message of Ram, how happy he was at the forest, and how everything was so nice. But Dasarath inquired, please tell me everything you saw. And along with this very positive, beautiful message of Ram, Sumantra was duty-bound to be honest with the king. He said, when Ramchandra went to Guha's kingdom, it was then that he prepared himself to live as an ascetic and took the sap of a tree and matted his hair. And Lakshman did the same. They're wearing tree bark. They're sleeping outside on the dry leaves of trees. He would not eat food except some water. And when he ordered me to return to Ayodhya, Lord Ram was crying, giving me this message, feeling so much separation and sympathy for you and all of his family and friends. And Sita, when I was about to leave, I looked upon Sita. She was speechless. There were tears flowing from her eyes. She was looking so disoriented. And when she looked upon Lord Ram's feet, she cried even more. This was her state. Upon hearing this, Kausalya, she could not contain herself. What have you done, Dasarath Maharaj? What have you done to our son? What have you done to all of us? Think of Sita weeping in the forest. She chastised the king. And when he heard her words, he was further mortified. He begged forgiveness. And Kausalya also begged forgiveness. She saw the plight of her husband. Actually, I honor you. I share your sorrow with you. I just could not control my grief. There is no enemy so powerful as excessive grief. It overcame me. Together they cried. Dasarath explained to his queens about his own past when he was young as a prince. He was in the forest. He was hunting. And he let his arrow go and it accidentally it pierced the body of a young ascetic boy. His parents were yogis living in the forest. Mother and father, they were very old and they were blind and they were completely dependent on him. When Dasarath saw that he accidentally shot an arrow into this child, he was mortified. The boy told him, I will accept this as my destiny. I will do nothing to retaliate. But pull the arrow out of my body. And when you do, I will die. My only request is go to my parents. Bring them the water that I was going to fetch for them and tell them what has happened. Dasarath Maharaj explained to his queens. He went back to where the elderly parents were sitting. When they heard someone coming, they called, oh, our son, you have finally come. We are so thirsty. What took you so long? Dasarath explained what he had done. the old blind yogi said to Dasarath, because you came and with a sorrowful heart you have confessed this to us, we will do nothing to harm you, but please bring us to our son. They wept over the dead body of their little boy, and they had Dasarath Maharaj arrange a funeral pyre. And they lit, Dasarath lit the body on fire, and then the old parents, they entered the fire along with their son. But just before, the old blind yogi told Dasarath, as a reaction to the pain that you caused me, you will die in separation from your own son. In this way, Dasarath explained his predicament and was crying out Lord Ram's name. And with the name of Ram decorating his mouth, with the thought of Ram completely permeating his mind and his heart, Dasarath gave up his life. Meanwhile, Ram and Sita and Lakshman were on the boat, and as they were just about to leave Mother Ganga, Sita prayed to Mother Ganga. She surrendered to Mother Ganga. In her prayer, she offered her heart that after 14 years, I will come back to you to cross you to return to Ayodhya. During this time, may my beloved Ram be happy in the forest. They went to Prayag, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati. On the banks of the three rivers, Triveni, was the ashram of Bharadvaj Muni, a great omniscient sage who had transcendental powers, and he was a pure devotee of the Lord. When he saw Ram, Lakshman, and Sita approaching, being brought by one of his disciples, he saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his worshipable Lord, the very goal of all of his austerities, all of his yajnas, all his meditations, the goal of his life has come to him. He was thrilled with joy. But Ram is the perfect human being, as an example, saw a great elderly sage. And Ram, along with Lakshman and Sita, bowed down. Ram prostrated himself at the feet of Bharadvaj Muni and offered prayers and services to him. He told Bharadvaj the situation. The great sage offered a wonderful feast to Ram and Sita and Lakshman. But Ram, he said, no, I will only eat the raw fruits and cooked roots of the forest. Bharadvaj said, for 14 years, live with me in this holiest of holy places, Prayag. Lord Ram declared this place to be Prayagraj, king of all holy places. you stay here. Don't you see how beautiful it is? And there's no one here except pure-hearted yogis, rishis, sages, brahmins. You will be happy. Lord Ram said, if I'm here, the citizens of Ayodhya will easily find me. And this is not the destiny of my father's will. I am meant to live in the forest as an ascetic. Ram requested Bhardwaj, please tell me a suitable place for us to live. Very quietly, peacefully. Bhardwaj said, I know just the perfect place. It's only about 20 miles from here. He gave the directions. There you will find a mountain called Chitrakoot. The great Rishi explains in Ramayana in detail the beauty of Chitrakoot. Great enlightened saints and no one else were living in Chitrakoot. And the beauty of the mountain, the trees and the flowers on the bank of the Mandakini Ganga. Go there, that will be perfect place for you. Ram, Lakshman, and Sita walked the distance and they came to an area where the wild forest opened up into beautiful valleys filled with flowers, the singing of peacocks and parrots and cuckoo birds, the humming of bees. It was a paradise. There were waterfalls, the wonderful sounds in all directions of waterfalls falling and rivers and streams flowing and merging with each other. The fragrance of the flowers. The misty droplets of water permeating the air from the waterfalls. It was just so beautiful. They approached the magnificent Chitrakoot Mountain. At that time, on the very top was snow, the most auspicious and beautiful. Trees were everywhere on the mountain, and there was a plateau, which was the ashram of the great Valmiki Muni. Lord Sri Ramchandra, he gave his heart to Valmiki Muni, and Valmiki Muni blessed him and said, make your residence close to here. And it was not far from Valmiki Muni's ashram that Lakshman built a simple two-roomed house, a hut for Ram and Sita. Every day, they would go to be with the great saints and sages, assist them in their services, and they lived in the forest together. These were truly happy days. Ram told Sita that this beautiful forest surrounded by all these saintly people is more pleasing than the heavenly worlds and far more pleasing to the heart than even living in Ayodhya. And Sita, seeing how Ram was so happy there, she knew nothing but happiness. She said, "My beloved Ram, there is nowhere else in the universe I would want to be except here with you." In a sense, living in Chitrakoot was like similar to a Vrindavan Leela. Lord Krishna lived in Dwarka and Mathura, but he had the greatest happiness in Vrindavan, living in this simple forest. Lakshman would sit outside of the hut that he constructed for Ram throughout the night, attentively absorbed in thoughts of Sitaram, protecting and eager for any service. Sita would collect flowers, she would collect fruits, offer it to the saints for their puja, for their worship. Such a simple life. Completely absorbed in the blessings of Mother Nature. Meanwhile, Bharat, he started seeing inauspicious things. And he received a message from Vasishtha Muni to return to Ayodhya immediately. He was filled with apprehension. When Bharat returned home, he saw the kingdom of Ayodhya was desolate. All the joy that was always there. Ayodhya was a place which was a constant festival. People were laughing and smiling and loving each other and dancing and singing, and everything was auspicious because Dasarath was such a perfect king and Ram and Sita were ever present. But now, everything looked unkempt. It was practically deserted. No one was on the streets, and whoever he did see seemed to be crying. And even the animals seemed to be crying. There was hardly a word that anyone was speaking to each other. Things were unkempt. Even the deities in the temple seemed to be crying. How could this be? Bharat Maharaj went to his father's palace. "Where's my father? He's always here to greet me when I come from a long excursion." Nobody could say a word to him. Nobody had the heart to even speak to him, except his mother, Kaikeyi. She was sitting on a golden seat, and she came down and told Bharat that you will be the king. Bharat said, "What? How could I be the king? Where is my father? And where is my brother Ram? He is to be the next king. He is the eldest son. He is my lord." Kaikeyi explained, "In my love for you, I have made this arrangement. Ram has been banished to the forest for 14 years, and Sita and Lakshman have followed him. And in separation from Ram, Dasarath have left this world. She was thinking Bharat would be so happy and proud. But just the opposite. Bharat was totally heartbroken and simultaneously outraged. Heartbroken that his father was dead. That his beloved friend, brother, and Lord Sri Ram was banished with Sita and Lakshmana. It was unbearable. His heart was utterly broken. He fainted. But his mother said, "But now you must take the throne. You must lead the citizens." Bharat was so outraged with what his mother has done. "How could you do this? Ram loved you as much as he loved his own mother, and you loved him. How could you have been so corrupted?" Kaikeyi Mantra had given me good advice that this will be good for you and good for me. Bharat rejected her. "You are no longer my mother. You are my enemy. If it wasn't against the principles of Dharma, I would end your life right now. I vow I will not sit on the throne. I will go to the forest and I will bring Ram, Sita, and Lakshman back, and Ram will be the king of Ayodhya. And for 14 years, I will stay in the forest in place of Ram." Kaikeyi became very sober when she saw the reaction of her son. Bharat then went to the room of Kausalya. She was thin. She was emaciated. Her tears were streaked with, I mean, her face was streaked with tears. And she looked up at Bharat, who was bowing down to her, and she said, "Bharat, I welcome you home. Now you and your mother are successful. Your father's dead. Your brother, who loved you more than his own life, has been forced into the forest with Sita. Your plan is success. Now rule the kingdom." Upon hearing the words of Kausalya, Bharat's heart, it broke so deeply. He was practically speechless. And Kausalya could see in his eyes the condition of his heart. And Bharat pleaded, "Please, I knew nothing about this. I will not be the king. I will bring Ram back, and you will be living with Ram again, and I will live in the forest. I could never do this to Ram." And Sita, she blessed Bharata. She said, "Yes, I knew your heart, but still I could not control my grief. I have complete trust in your love for Ram and Ram's love for you." Bharat had to explain that he had nothing to do with this plot to Vasishtha and to all the other relatives. Vasishtha Muni, he explained to Bharat that you must perform the last rites for your father. And that took place. And after about 14 days, Bharat proclaimed that myself, the queens, the armies, and the citizens, we will all go to the forest to find Ram and bring him back and coronate him to be the king of Ayodhya. And I will remain there. They arranged thousands of people to do the architectural excavations and constructions, and they built beautiful road for miles and miles. It took 1 month only. By this time, Kaikeyi understood what she had done. Satrughna, he was dragging Mantra in the palace, dragging her on the floor, and Mantra was crying out to Kaikeyi, please help me, and Kaikeyi called out to Ram, to Bharat, please do something. And Bharat told Satrughna, please let her be. Ram would not want us to harm her. Kaikeyi understood. She woke up from the dream of her illusion, and she felt complete regret for what she had done. And all together, they went to the forest. When they came to the ashram of Guha, Guha Maharaj, he went to meet Bharat. He said, you are coming with such a massive army? Are you coming to harm Ram? Is it that now you will be king and you want to kill him so that he could never come back after 14 years to claim the kingdom? It was like another arrow from a pure-hearted devotee that went into Bharat's heart. He explained his own motivation, and Guha Maharaj completely melted with respect for Bharat. When they came to the ashram of Bhardraj Muni in Prayag, again, Bharat had to explain his motivations. How profoundly he was misunderstood. Such an impossible predicament. He had brought all the paraphernalia for the coronation to the forest to offer to Ram. When Bharata was in Ayodhya, he saw all the preparations for Ram's coronation were still there. Kaikeyi intended that it be used for him. But he told Vasishtha Muni and all the Brahmins, let us bring all this paraphernalia to the forest to coronate Ram. As they were approaching Chitrakoot, under Bhardwaj Muni explained exactly how to get there. Ram and Lakshman and Sita were sitting on the beautiful plateau where their hut was. looking down at the flowers and the streams of Ganga. And they heard this rattling noise. It sounded like thunder. What is it? Ram told Lakshman to climb a tree to look and see. Lakshman saw a huge army with thousands of elephants in procession, thousands of chariots, hundreds and thousands of soldiers, thousands of citizens. Who is it? What's happening? Then Lakshman saw the flag of the Kovida tree, which is the insignia of Bharata. Lakshman drew his sword. He came down from the tree and he told Ram that Bharata is coming to harm you. Today I will slay him, and I will slay the entire army of Ayodhya if they in any way try to harm you. Ram replied, Lakshmana, never speak like that. Bharata loves me just like you love me. He has come to beg me to return to Ayodhya. Lakshman became shy and regretful that he could speak about Bharata in that way. Meanwhile, the procession that was coming from Ayodhya, led by Bharata and the great rishis, they saw some smoke going into the sky. And they followed that, and from a distance, they saw Ram and Lakshman and Sita sitting at their little residence. Bharata and Shatrughna went ahead while the others waited. When Bharata approached Ram, his heart was completely broken. At the same time, when Ram saw Bharata, he was also very disturbed, because when Bharata was at Guha Maharaja's ashram on the bank of the Ganga, when he heard about Ram in tree bark with matted hair, at that moment, when Guha Maharaj explained the situation of Ram, Bharata took off his royal clothes and put on tree bark. He matted his hair, and he said, for the next 14 years, I will only eat the roots and fruits of the forest, and I will only be dressed in this tree bark, and I will not sit on the throne of Ayodhya. The two brothers embraced. For those of you who have gone to Chitrakoot, there is a place where there are stones with the footprints of Bharata and Ram. That is the place where these two brothers embraced in their transcendental ecstatic love for each other. As they embraced, there was so much love between them that the stones of the mountain of Chitrakoot melted, and their footprints are still there to witness this pastime exchange even today. And similarly, Lakshmana embraced his brother Shatrughna, and those footprints are there. Vasishtha Muni then came with the queens, and Kausalya, when she embraced her beloved Sita, the stone beneath their feet melted, and those footprints are there as a pilgrimage place for us today. The wonderful dialogue between Bharat and Ram covers many pages of the Ramayana. Ram inquired from Bharat, "Why are you in tree skin? Why do you have matted hair? You're meant to be the king. And where is our father? I see his royal elephant, but I don't see the white umbrella. I see our mothers, and you're here in the kingdom of Ayodhya. Where is Maharaj Dasarath, our father?" Bharat had to explain that Dasarath, in separation from you, cried out your name and left this world. Upon hearing this, Lord Ram, in grief of separation from his beloved father, fell unconscious, and then he had to get up and go and tell Sita and Lakshman that Dasarath is gone. Sita could not even look at Ram, she just cried. Ram glorified the love of his father, glorified the glories of his father's character. And then he went to the Mandakini Ganga and performed the last rites for his father. After doing so, together Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna cried and cried. And hearing that, the citizens in the armies of Ayodhya came to see what is it that's happening? How could we serve our Ram in this condition? Bharat, he told Ram that I have made a vow that you return to Ayodhya. We have brought all the paraphernalia for the coronation today to offer to you. And I will remain here for 14 years so that you don't break the word of our father. Rama, in so many words, told Bharat that as leaders, we must lead by example. To protect the honor of my father, to protect the honor of his truthfulness, to protect the principles of Dharma, I will remain in the forest, and no one will convince me otherwise. Bharat insisted, "I'll stay with you if you want to do like this." Ramchandra, he said, "You must return. Take care of Kausalya. Take care of Sumitri. And take care of your own mother, Kaikeyi. You must be kind to her. You must forgive her. You must care for her." Vasishtha Muni a rishi of the name Jabali, they all tried to convince Ram to return. But when they saw that his resolve was unshakable, Bharat, with tears of love and total surrender of affection, he said, "I will never sit on the throne. You are the king. If it is your desire to remain in the forest, then please place your lotus feet in these wooden shoes. And I will put your wooden sandals on the throne. And I will live in the outskirts of the kingdom of Ayodhya, in the jungle, eating only roots and fruits, wearing only tree bark. And I will rule Ayodhya from there on behalf of your wooden shoes." Lord Ramchandra placed his lotus feet in those shoes, which were ornamented with gold. He stood for some moments and then removed them. Bharat gratefully took those shoes of Ram and placed them on his head. "These shoes represent you. These shoes are you. And I will be the obedient servant of these shoes for the next 14 years until you return. And if you don't return in 14 years, I will not live any longer. I will simply be awaiting for you to return to Ayodhya." This was the beautiful love between Bharat and Lord Ramchandra. By Ram's desire, the citizens of Ayodhya had to accept. The queens, they were speechless. Kausalya, she could not even speak to Ram, but Ram, he bid her farewell and offered his obeisances to her feet. He took the dust of her feet on his head. Kaikeyi begged forgiveness from Ram. She was mortified. "What have I done? Look at the sorrow that I have caused so many, and look what I've done to you." Ram told Kaikeyi that you should do not suffer. Be happy. You are completely forgiven. "Please know, Kaikeyi, it was by my own illusory energy that I caused you to take this stance of exiling me to the forest. I have my transcendental reasons. In the service of the devatas, the gods, I have purposes to achieve in this incarnation where I must be here in the forest. This is all my will. You were helplessly just being an instrument of my will, so have no regrets. Ram completely soothed the heart of Kaikeyi. And Ram told again and again, Bharat and Shatrughna and all others, take care of my mother and equally take care of Kaikeyi with love. They returned to Ayodhya, and Bharat placed the wooden shoes of Ram on the throne and became the servant of Sri Ram as he perfectly ruled the citizens without any of the conveniences or honor of a king. He just served as the servant of the servant of the servant. When they departed, Sitaram Lakshman, they continued living in Chitrakoot. Angira Muni and his beloved wife, Anasuya, lived close by on the banks of the Mandakini Ganga. And there are such beautiful stories of their pastimes there in Chitrakoot. In fact, Ram instructed Sita to humble herself and learn from Anasuya the qualities and the character of true chastity and pure devotion. On the banks of the Mandakini, Anasuya, knowing that Sita is the supreme goddess of fortune, the supreme ultimate reservoir of all love, as a servant for the pleasure of Sita, gave her historical instructions on the duties of a wife in the Sanatan Dharma. Such an embodiment of pure devotion. In this way, the happiest moments, the happiest times were shared between Sita and Ram in Chitrakoot. After some time, Ram could notice in the behavior of the great saints that were living there, there was an uneasiness. And Ram inquired from them. The sages told Ram that not too far from here, in the Dandaka forest, is Kara and Dushan, the brothers of Ravana, and they are causing so much disturbance. They are inflicting great suffering. And because of that, we cannot peacefully perform our yajnas here, or our meditation or pujas. So we have, in fact, because they know that you are here, they are making things even worse. So we have decided to leave this place. Lord Ram said, I will leave. You stay. They said, no, we have already decided to go somewhere else. All these great saints, who are the life and soul of Sita and Ram, and all these great saints who Sita Ram was their life and soul, they quietly departed. And soon after, Ram told Sita and Lakshman that we should follow them. We should go to the Dandaka forest, because that is where Kara Dushan
and so many thousands of Rakshasas is residing to protect the sages, to protect religion, to protect the pious. We must go there and confront them. And for that reason, Ram, Sita, and Lakshman departed from the beautiful mountain and forest of Chitrakoot. In India, I think it's becoming very late, so I should end. In the Dandakaranya forest, Lord Ram performed beautiful pastimes. Eventually, they came to Panchavati, which we know today as Nasik. At the Kalaram Mandir, that is the place where Lakshman built another hut for Ram to live, on the bank of the Godavari River. It is there in Nasik that Suparnaka approached Ram and Lakshman. Lakshman severed her nose and ears because she wanted to kill and eat Sita. And it was there in Nasik that Ravana appeared in the guise of a sage and kidnapped Sita. Such a unbearable 1,000 miles. And eventually they met with Sugriva and his minister, Hanuman. From this great calamity of being exiled, Ramchandra displayed the beautiful qualities of Bharat and had the happiest moments in Chitrakoot. From the great tragedy of the abduction of Sita, the doors opened where Ram had the opportunity to show us the glories of Hanuman. And when, for the pleasure of Lord Ram, Hanuman family and devotees, demonstrated by Bharat, Kausalya, demonstrated by Hanuman, Maharaj Guha, Vibhishan. Ramayana is a treasure house, an ocean of nectarine loving relationships. How much risk Hanuman took. How much risk Vibhishan took. When we think about these personalities, we get a glimpse into what is bhakti. Bhakti is not just a process. Bhakti is the mood of the pure love demonstrated by pure surrender of all these devotees. And bhakti yoga is the process to awaken that love and that surrender. Everything in this world is so temporary. The only thing of any true value is that unconditional love that is exemplified by Lord Ram and his associates. And the nature of that love is within the heart of every living being. To uncover that love through chanting God's names. To uncover that love by engaging whatever we have or whatever we know how to do in God's service is the greatest gift that we have. And Ramayana especially teaches us these virtues and teaches us the way to receive the opportunity for this love through challenges. Practically nothing in Ramayana was easy. Exiles, battles, abductions. But in every situation, something beautiful always came from it. Why would the Lord stage his pastimes in this way? Dukalayam ashashvatam. Because the world that we live, it is a place where there is inevitable suffering, where challenges will come whoever we are. Even Ram faced challenges with Sita. What were the challenges of Hanuman? What were the challenges of Bharat? But all these great devotees remained faithful in every situation. Samsidhir Haritoshanam, faithful to the Dharma of pleasing the Supreme Lord. Abrahma bhubana loka punar apratanorjana mamu pejyatu kontiya punar janmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, they're all places where suffering is inevitable. But one who attains my abode never has to suffer again. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tatva tat. Yaktva deham punar janma naiti mamiti sorjana. One who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities never has to suffer in birth and death in this world again, but attains my loving service and my abode. The world is always like this. There are various seasons in this world. Sometimes it's pleasant and sometimes it's stormy. It's never just the same. Wherever we go, a place like Hawaii, the temperature's so nice. But then every now and then there's volcanoes that devastate everything. So wherever we go in this world, even up to Brahmaloka, we can't really be happy. The only true happiness is the happiness in Krishna's love and in loving Krishna. So Ramayana is teaching us. Lord Sri Ramchandra appeared on this day of Ram Navami to teach us that even in the darkest, most difficult, hopeless and helpless times we should just take shelter of the Lord and look for the opportunity to remember the Lord and to grow. All these great personalities, their greatness is known in the world by how they serve the Lord in the most difficult predicaments. And this is the Ramayana. Lord Sri Krishna appeared and performed his beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan. And Sita, in her original form of Sri Radha, the very supreme source of all the goddesses of fortune and all love and devotion, performed her leelas with Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed himself as Ram. He revealed himself as Varaha. He revealed himself as Narasingha Dev. And he also, in the form of a devotee, taught us how to worship them. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Ram and Sita and Radha and Krishna, the supreme ultimate authority of bhakti, he taught us that the fullest, most complete exchange of love is in Vrindavan, Sri Radha Govinda. And that by chanting the names of God, we can awaken that love. By the mercy of Bhu and our Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, we have been given this Harinam Sankirtan, this path of chanting God's names and engaging in loving devotional service. And we've been given the beautiful, supremely pure narrations of the pastimes of Krishna and Ramchandra. On this day, Ram Navami, let us meditate on the opportunities that we've been given. Ramayana, we read about Ramchandra and Sita's, how they cried at the loss of Dasarath's life. So many pains are there. They came to this world to live the same, to live through the same pains that we are. With an example, the soul is eternal, and the soul is an eternal loving servant of Krishna. We celebrate by meditating that whatever may happen in this world, we could always be well-wishers to one another by keeping Krishna and pleasing Krishna as the center of our lives. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I wish you very happy Ram Nomi. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Maharaj, for enlightening us with your presence and speaking on Ramayana, especially the exchange of Lord Ram's love with Sita Devi, with Bharat Maharaj and Lakshman and all the devotees. Thank you, Maharaj. We wish to also inform you, Maharaj, about that at this time we have around 1,500 devotees live on the YouTube and 160 devotees on the Zoom. And this lecture of yours has been translated live in Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, and Telugu languages.
Forgive me for whatever shortcomings I have, which are so many. I'm just sitting here in front of a camera talking about Ram. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I'm trying my best to serve you in this setting. It is very challenging, especially in India. You know, I'm getting so many reports about how devastating the pandemic is in so many people's lives, and I'm praying for each and every one of you, and it's kind of very, very much we can take shelter of the story of Ramayana at these times of difficulty. Sharanagati, ultimately taking shelter of the Lord, is our only true hope and our only true happiness. And sharing that shelter with each other and with the world is the greatest way to give Krishna pleasure. So please, your body belongs to Krishna, and you must be very careful, please, to protect your body from any unnecessary impediments in your devotional service.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, we have a small gift from devotees here. This is Maharaj, the Kadamba flowers which just grew 1 week back. The trees have given flowers in the Vrindavan forest area. So the pujaris gave me this garland just a few minutes back and told me to garland you from this garland again, Maharaj.
These Vrindavan Kadamba flowers are the sweetest fragrance in creation. That is my humble opinion.
Yes, Maharaj. So, Maharaj, we are ready for a kirtan, and we request the devotees from NVCC Pune to kindly help Maharaj with the chorus. Thank you.
That idea of the Ramayana and the Kadamba flowers are very nicely connected, because this particular season of April, May is the hottest, most unbearable of all seasons in India. It's the summer. It's excruciating hot, but it's the only season where these Kadamba flowers bloom, and they are so beautiful and so fragrant. But in order to experience them, we have to endure the summer season. So sometimes in situations of the greatest difficulty, we have the opportunity to experience Krishna's sweetest mercy. Thank you. We could have a few minutes of kirtan if you like. Mm-hmm.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pastitate Satarane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaura Bhaktavinda. Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram
Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram
Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo.
Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo.
Vanshakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Hare Krishna, let us thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for His wonderful enlightening class and His enlivening kirtan to all of us by expressing our gratitude by 3 times loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada ki jai, Isolina Sadhana Sai Maharaj ki jai. Thank you, Maharaj.